moves all over the place during the course of the scale. Like it's got all sorts of characteristic phrases that go to the perfect fifth, like it's Husseini, and jump to the octave or the seven, and then come down on the flatted fifth. So like. Sound, it's Carjar. It doesn't happen anywhere else, and it's very characteristic. And like every song in Carjar has something very much like that in there. So it's if you're taking a taxim or something, it's good to play around with this kind of sound also. So let's play through the scale again all together. Resolution, it'll pull down more. So, so it's got the it doesn't do it as much as a shock, but it has that. So, first phrase goes. So I use the same fingering for G and the low G, because it's not quite an F sharp, it's higher than F sharp. We can do also in the band, because that then the accordion can play it also. That's the first phrase, and it happens twice just like that. Too much. Again? just straight. It's not da 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 da. I showed it to you that way, but I'm showing you now. It's like it's got a little more pull than that. Too big a piece?
That was for me, yeah.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
maybe, because we'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, so that first note is like, are you playing like an F sharp that's like super duper sharp?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Well, the first note, no, the first note is G. F, G, 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 nah, then the, yeah. But what I'm doing right now is I'm only doing that sharp F sharp on that very first. There. And then I'm using regular F sharp.
For it seems the same. Like for the chord, it's only that D that you're giving it to.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of is passable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys could all play. Regular F sharp there. So you could go. Something like this, I think would work.
Just kind of fill in the blank with the B flat.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
That's a drone.
Or
in that B flat, you have that B.
Yeah, you can do E flat, B flat, C.
Okay.
I'll play the Mikami one, and you play that. So you'll play. Start on G.
That you're doing is like starting the phrase is the first of that phrase, the first D.
The D.
So it's
yeah. That one actually would be on the high end
because you
of where
going up,
yeah,
so it's
exactly
not as crucial. Okay,
exactly. It'd be
so
you know if like
okay.
A comma flat instead of three.
Yeah.
And it could just be a D.
I see it.
That totally works. Yeah. So. And a C he does, tetrachords.
Yeah.
we've already done. So it goes.
Here's a recorder, everybody. It's recording.
You got it on record.
What are you doing with that?
I'm trying for Paul because nobody's got their shit together around here.
Oh, I got that on record.
Oh. All right, here we go. This is called Pergamos, and it's in Macam Cargiar.
Super out of tune, and it's like always like one mid horn player is the guy who gets it, and the other two are like following along. Always is like the one guy who's in charge.
There's always
that
Marini.
Yeah, that's like the Marini in the band. Yeah, in all the bands.
But would they be playing like a rhythm support or a drum?
This one I think it'd be nice if it started with like a more droning thing, not necessarily like just a drum, but like dum rum gum dum dum rum dum 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 dum, you know, something like heavy, stately would be kind of awesome.
Wait, what's the rhythm?
You know, I was trying to figure that out, so it's it's a 9/8. It's like a Zabekiko.
Oh, okay. Mm, cool.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask before I had a chance to count it silently.
No, I was trying to count it. I was like, I was hoping it was one of those.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
9/8.
You want to play that again, or do you want to
have
questions
about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do light support on the Zimbitical. All
right.
You are a light supporter.
A light supporter. I thought you were a darkness supporter.
Yeah,
you know
that will help.
The mnemonic for Zebekiko?
Yeah.
You know it.
No.
So you can count this in with
oh.
Big F. So it'd be 7, 8, 9. Dun.
Try the rhythm without you guys, and then you're coming
yeah.
after one.
Yeah. You know what? There's two kinds of Zabekiko, and actually,
oh,
this one doesn't
yes.
make that one doesn't make sense with this. That's the problem.
Okay, that's the problem. That's the
so
one.
The older Zabekiko, which this is more like. Wait.
Thank you.
was a little confusing for everybody to play it with the rhythm, but I think that's a worthy exercise worth doing again. Is it clear? Do you make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
I think you'd be a little slower still. That was feeling a little bit rushed.
Cool. I thought I was dragging.
No, this is a heavy, heavy song.
Cool.
I mean, like, yeah, I've heard it typically like.
Since the mid horns are not here, do you want to like sort of figure out when he's here and like kind of like rhythmically that those accents he was throwing in there a little bit? And basically like help me out whether you're on a accordi or a sousaphone, I don't care, but if you can play the rhythmic part with me.
Yeah, sure. I'm still, I'll get on that. I will, I'm trying to pick up the melody. Yeah, but I don't even know what the first chord is.
C minor.
Yeah. I mean, it's five.
No, B flat. That doesn't sound very good. No, have a D in it. Try it. Try D minor. Some research, some investigation. Nothing jumps out. I mean, it's not a chordal song, so maybe it would just be open chords.
Just on the C minor.
Or just C open, C5. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe going down to B flat open. Yeah. Maybe it's nice, more like
so flat seven.
B flat open fifth chord.
Yeah.
To the B flat makes sense.
Okay. like a. Cool to have like a third.
Let's try it. That might be a nice moment for it.
Yeah. I played both kind of the same that time.
Okay,
yeah, the same
so,
major.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why
I like the
both.
Yeah. No, I played that third with the major chord.
I like the major third.
Yeah, I like the third, man.
And then B flat.
Maybe I'll play sometimes the right hand and sometimes the left hand with everybody to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah.
More. Cool.
And for the mid-brass, I would just say, like, come up with something as heavy as possible for them to do, like, drones with some, like, dun, 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 dun. You know, like, just like, here comes the...
Everyone should have handlebar mustaches.
Yeah, Dom should be a lullaby compared.
Yeah, exactly. No, it should be like the interlude, you know, with the birds singing.
Let's do it. And then maybe the song, and like one time, and then you take a solo and see what.
Sure.
I have one question about the rhythm in the first part. And then what's the rhythm of the next thing? Or then the first time is like it goes up to
say you are an asshole, you are a big asshole to both kinds of things. But it's not rum da ga kum ga, it's dum ra da kum ga dum ra da dum da 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 So not rum da ga.
Right.
Not
that's
that one.
Da.
So instead of you are, and which is like are you or are you not? It's not an emphasis on are. It's
you.
You are. You.
No heavier.
Yeah. It's a little more like.
You really are an asshole. Cool.
So one bar of drums up front, and then we'll play it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot, actually.
It feels that everything is introduction.
It's badass pull.
Heavy jazz.
Spend some time practicing that, the four of you together. You don't play that part, right?
So you can practice it with us, too.
No, you have to leave. I'd like to hear your solo part, your solo line.
Which one?
The one.
It's not really solo, it's just because there's no other trumpets.
We usually have two other trumpets.
Darren and...
Well, Danny. That's in flux.
Danny and the new guy, really. And
yeah.
Darren's
a trumpet complex.
Anyway, so I was hearing it as a solo trumpet, and it was actually nice, but I was wanting it a little more expressive. Maybe this doesn't apply when there's two other players there. But just for fun, can I hear that? You guys playing
which
that?
Part? The
that part? No, I think it's this A2.
Sorry.
Okay. some shape in that way. And maybe that's something you got, you three can work out together.
Yeah.
Cool. I think in pieces that have a lot of this like sort of trancey repetition, it can be really amazing to just go. Even if it's just that like one spot. You know, just something like that where it's just like it breaks the flat dynamic.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
That section that I think is like the bottom. La 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 la. And they do it twice, the sax, and then the trumpet comes.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, sometimes it's like, is it too redundant? What do you hear there? Is like the ornaments like very mechanical?
Should we change one of the endings?
Or like, I don't know if there is any problem with it. It's kind of rapidly.
So it happens four times, basically?
It kind of happens four times, yeah. Two twice just the reason, then the trumpet is joining.
Twice sax, then the trumpet, and the last time the fifth.
Uh-huh. I would say maybe what would be cool is on the second time that the sax is played, on the second ending, just do a little stop. No?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, one time, that'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, one time would be cool.
Don't be sad.
No, that'd be funny, one time.
I think it's that's the kind of thing that you don't need to do a lot. It just makes it sound like they really know what they're doing. They all stop at the same time.
You
but it's also,
that?
It's you know, again, it's like, it's a kind of constant thing, and just like...
You want to try that?
Yeah, let's try that maybe one time as a thing. Or
one time.
So the first time is normal, the second time is good.
Yeah, just
like
the second
so before the solo.
No, before the trumpets come.
Oh, come on, man. You guys know what we're talking about.
Let's try without the drum stop.
Actually, that's cool. I like that.
No, the drum stop.
But he was saying not to have the drum stop, and I also thought it was like...
Try it. Mike just had a cool idea. Stop one beat earlier. You know, whatever happens next.
Well, that's the last section, though.
Let's try Mike's way. Let's try without the drum stopping, and let's try with the drum stopping and with them filling. Three tries.
So with the drums continue, everybody else stops on da 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 da.
Drums continues.
I think that's what you just said.
Oh no, I was gonna stop with them.
Oh, okay. Okay, do what you said.
No, don't shut up, man.
No, don't shut up. You're playing one.
No, I'm
paying you to talk.
You already had a plan. You already had a plan, and
three,
I didn't understand.
This was not clear.
Getting out of hand, guys.
Da ya da 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 da
Yeah. Also, the problem with the stop is that the mid-horns are doing a drone, and it's like, do they stop there?
Yes.
What, they stop
there?
Okay, yeah. Or not. I don't know. You try both ways, but...
Let's go on, like, we'll incorporate it
next
time that we do this.
Yeah, just an idea, anyway, to throw out there.
Peter's idea was great. Let's not fuck it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's try Peter's idea out with Andrew's run. With a little me in the middle. Okay, sure.
Ho!
Exactly. Yeah, I feel you.
I actually hear going up. Like
okay.
Your space.
Okay. Yeah. Try that little space so that we still get a second of silence and then, I mean, a split second of silence and then you begin.
Okay, we have 20 minutes.
Cool. I don't know if 20 minutes is going to be enough to go through the second tune. Peter, what do you think?
I think so. It's not super hard.
Cool.
We'll just play it. Same scale, card jar.
Actually, can we get maybe with drums?
Sure.
We can feel
sure.
The rhythm. You know, just a light.
Maybe you want to
come
stop
here.
It then until it gets.
Something happened?
We want to play it with drums.
Oh. I'm so flattered.
I didn't actually want that.
So we could feel the rhythm.
The rhythm is like an Ar-Roman, but no two dooms at the beginning. It's just one doom at the beginning.
It's actually not so odd. It's more. It's a little lighter than that. So doom, raka, kum, ka, ta, doom, raka, kum, ka, ka, doom, raka, kum, ka, ta, doom, raka, kum, ka, ta,
whoa, I never...
No, you're dragging. Doom, raka, kum, ka, ta.
Give me a second. Yeah.
Play something that tempo. Let's see how it works. Something
but
else.
But the way you were singing it before, I felt it like you know? But no.
That could work.
But if you do just like dum ka dum ta dum ka rum, drop a beat.
Yeah, that would work. It's different from how I've heard it.
No. Let me try to get it the way you're.
It's more like the straight kind of nine, like
this
Karsh Lama. Yeah, it's Karsh Lama. It's
like
not. That's the basic melody.
Sorry, I'm playing so loud.
Is there a better key?
I think this will be a good one for everyone here. I think it's the best, especially for trumpet.
It's still singing.
It's the same key that we played the other one in. It's not a bad key for clarinet. It's just I've never played it. I actually played it in E. But, that's gonna suck for trumpet, and I think it's actually not very nice for reeds.
Why does it suck for trumpet?
Just
because you got a quarter tone on this, on the F sharp. I guess you can throw your slide out.
See.
It's also about it would be cool that like we don't play much in E.
Yeah. We play E Boriango.
Okay, whatever. Great.
See.
All right.
Okay. First sentence.
We can always change.
Without the drums now, right?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
this case. Right at the end, I guess I am done. Quite as much as you were doing.
Thank you.